is a celery die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
I'm Jeremy Fulkerson, and I host the Hidden Stories podcast on the Sell or Die Network. In our podcast, we share stories of seemingly everyday people that are your neighbors, community leaders, entrepreneurs, survivors, mothers, fathers, and friends, but we don't share the regular dinner talk conversations. I believe we all want to be better spouses, friends, parents, and leaders. My hope is by hearing these hidden stories, it will give you the courage to be a better you. Find me on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. There are links in the show notes to subscribe.
It's Friday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for the best of Sell or Die.
The best nuggets of sales wisdom every week. All in one place.
A sales slap in the face. A sales refresher.
I feel refreshed.
I can tell. And if you want to go back and listen to the full episodes, we've made it easy. There are links to each of the episodes right in the show notes.
If you love the podcast, if you're a true Sell or Diehard, and you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet.
What are you waiting for?
Seriously, Friday is the best day to do it. It helps us so that we can help you.
It's time for the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, sales grade A red meat. It's time
to sell or die. Diehards, say hello to awesome Mike Baker. So that's exactly where I was going with my second question. How do you dissect, like, what matters to whom?
Well, you just almost said it. You almost said it. It's a question that I got or stole or use and give credit to Mr. Bill Bachrach. And by the way, he might be a great guest for you guys, too. He's a legitimate celebrity in the financial services industry. But Bachrach's created this question called WIATY, and it's WIA-TY. It's another acronym, but it stands for simply, what's important about blank, fill in the blank, to you. So I would say to you, Jennifer, I'd say, what's important about your business to you? And then what would you say, Jennifer?
That my customers succeed from my strategies.
Then I would say this. Now, customers succeeding from your strategies, that means different things to different people. So tell me, Jennifer, help me out here. What's important about your customers succeeding from your strategies? What's important about that to you?
It makes me feel good.
All right, stop. Love, pride, fear, greed, or guilt. What do you think she is, guys?
Pride.
Pride.
Wrong. Your pride. She's love.
Ooh.
She wants to make sure her customers succeed.
I'm love.
You see that? Now, number two is going to be a little bit of pride because she said from the techniques, things that I teach them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, but by the way, love is the strongest one. So by telling her that her car is the nicest car or that she made the best breakfast or that she is the best partner that you could possibly have, that's okay. But what's better is when you say to her, I really appreciate the work that you do for us.
You hear that, Jeffrey?
You made me feel very
I hear it, but I don't.
Can you hear her giggle? Look at that.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's her emotions, love and pride. You, my man, you are like me. You're a pride, no fear.
Nope.
Right? And a little bit of guilt, though. And when I say
guilt, that's how I was raised.
Jews have guilt. We are raised with Jewish guilt. It's a thing.
Yes, it's a thing. It is. It is. It really is.
You didn't eat enough. What do you mean I didn't eat enough? I prepared all this food all day long, and this is all you're eating?
Whack. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
So I want you to explain something to me. I have been with the expression, fear of loss is greater than desire to gain for 25 years. I would like to know your take on that.
Well, I agree. And in fact, if you rewind the tape, I mentioned earlier that pride, love, and greed are strong. Guilt is stronger than those three, but fear is double all of them put together.
So what you're saying is someone would be more open to buy if they have fear and you were going to take their fear away.
Correct.
I agree with that.
And so they're afraid of having their car repossessed rather than driving it around the neighborhood?
Yes. They are more afraid of not being able to make a car payment than they are proud to be able to show off and look better than their brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fear-based person. Now, that person, the challenge is to getting them to take any action, because right. fear leads to paralysis.
Well, they're risk-averse.
Risk-averse. So the pride guy, you can dangle that carrot out there. You can dangle that carrot, but that stick, that fear, is going to motivate more people. And it's more universal because we are a genetically wired. We're designed for self-preservation.
But so can you say something like, I know that many of my customers have a basic fear of beginning with us. So we've designed something that makes it not just easy, but profitable.
Clicker. Yeah, I would lead with whatever theirs is, Jeffrey. So when I talk to you, I say, hey, my show is exploding right now. My reviews are going through. I have people calling me now. There's guys that I'm talking with, Bill Bachrach, and on about how great it is, because that's what you want to hear. And then I would shift over and I would say, and you know what? It makes me feel so good to be able to help so many people with our show, with our time. We're not just having great customer service. No, we're, as my friend Dennis Mosley-Williams said, we are creating an environment of time well spent. Now that's Jennifer there. I just hit her in the heart. I hit you in the heart by being the best, and her in the heart by showing love.
Got it.
Well, I want to be best too, though.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
you're number two is pride.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But it's not fear. You guys are not fear based.
No, we're not.
If I asked you what's important, you would say, well, I'm worried that our country is going to suffer about this or that, or I'm worried my business is going to do this or that. Then I would go with the fear.
Mm.
And I would say, well, doing business with us, you no longer have to worry, because we've taken this step to mitigate that risk. We've taken this step to mitigate. I'm not talking about pride at all. I'm not talking about results at all, because you don't want to hear that until you know that that risk has been reversed.
Diehards, please help me welcome the great Jeffrey Shaw.
I want to talk about your book, Lingo, Discover Your Ideal Customer's Secret Language. And I think we're tiptoeing around this, but what is the secret language?
Yeah. So
Don't tell, it's a secret.
Yeah, I can't tell you. It's a secret. You have to read the book. No, okay. So what happened to me, and this is the story, and again, this is another cross connection between photography and branding. The story that the book is prefaced on, in fact, it was telling this story to someone who turned out to be the editor of my book. I was at a writer's retreat and I told her the story, having no intention of this becoming a book. And she looked at me, she goes, you must write that as a book.
Mm-hmm.
I think the ultimate irony is that it's more relevant today than it was 34 years ago when this story happened, or 31 years ago. So I was 3 years into my business as a photographer, trying to get this business off the ground in my hometown and failing. It was never going to happen because I was completely mismatched with the clientele. Not only did they not have the money, we didn't share values. They didn't see value in what I was trying to present. So I had this idea. I realized that my ideal clients are people with discretionary income. So I went to, you guys will be familiar with it, I went to Bergdorf Goodman in New York City.
Yep. Oh, well.
As a place to study. Now, for any listeners that aren't familiar with Bergdorf, Bergdorf's is a one-of-a-kind exclusive department store on Fifth Avenue in New York City. Right. So what I've always been I've actually taken video of outside the store watching the hundreds of thousands of people walk by it every day and don't even know it's there. Right. Because it's
or
not
give
for
a shit.
Everybody.
Or give a shit that it's there. Right. Because right. they can't afford it. And second of all, they're busy doing other things.
Yeah. But let's face it, the store is designed for a very small segment of society.
Correct.
So, which is, of course, the society I wanted to reach. So I went there as a study to understand what affluent people needed to see, hear, and feel in order to, why did they choose this brand and how could I get them to choose me? Like, what are the emotional triggers that they're experiencing? So when I was in the store, I was 23 years old. I had $20. That's all I had to spend. The only thing I could find in Bergdorf, you can imagine how challenging it is to find anything for $20 in Bergdorf.
Well, it was like 50 years ago when you were 20. So,
well, geez.
Man, I really can't imagine. I can't imagine you could find something there for $20.
I did. It was a tiny. Now this is 1987, right? So, it was a tiny votive candle, like really, really tiny votive candle. Not even in a holder. I don't think it was just like the candle that you would put in a votive holder, right? But I asked for it to be gift wrapped because I at least knew enough already that presentation had a lot to do with how exactly expensive it looked. Right. So I go to have it gift wrapped, and this woman, the woman of the gift wrap department, is wrapping this candle in wads and wads of tissue paper. She goes to put it into the silver metallic box for which Bergdorf is known for. And then she stops and she looked up at me and she said, "Don't use any tape." I thought that was the oddest thing. Like, why can't I use any tape? But then she explained to me. She said, oh, I asked her, why can't I use tape? And she said, well, this clientele is very particular. So before they give it as a gift, they're going to untie the bow, take off the box top, fold back the tissue paper, make sure the candle's in perfect shape because it would be embarrassing to give a broken candle, and then refold the tissue paper, put the box top back, and retie the ribbon. If you use tape, you wouldn't be able to do that. That's the secret line. My light bulbs went off. It's like, oh my gosh, there's like a secret language in the world. Like, this brand knows their customers so well. They know the portrait of their customers so well that they know the behavior of this customer outside the store. And the fact of the matter is, to the customer, if they got something with tape on it, they would feel like, well, this store doesn't really get me. They're not used to serving the affluent clientele. So it literally is a secret language.
By the way, I've done that. Like, I totally take off the top. I make sure it looks perfect. And then I put it back just so I know before I give something.
Right. So that, and then I just start unpacking what that meant and realize every market has a secret language. Walmart has a secret language, right? They're completely cost conscious. And everything they do speaks the language of cost consciousness, rollback pricing. We want to, everything's down priced to the 100th of a cent. So they're speaking the language of cost consciousness. Target has a secret language, the secret language of value, right? Target shoppers will spend money. They just want to feel like they're getting more for the money they're spending.
Hey, it's Motivation Monday, and welcome.
But that shows your level of commitment. That shows your desire. And so how often do you use it as an excuse? Like, oh, it's raining outside. We don't have to do that. Or it's snowing outside. Forget that. As long as it's safe, go do it. Go deliver that sales message.
So let me give you something to think about. I looked out the window at the cold rain drizzling on the parking lot outside my building. "It's going to be a rotten day," I said. "I don't think so," said Jennifer in a soft, reassuring tone. Could you see from where Jennifer was, she couldn't see the rain. She was thinking about the day, not the weather. And so I questioned, do you think about the day or do you think about the weather? And which do you spend more time moaning about? "It's too cold outside. It's going to snow. I better go to the grocery store and get some toilet paper and some bread." Like, dude, it goes away. All the snow, all the cold, it goes. The vortex has turned into springtime here. It's going to be 75 degrees in Charlotte today, and it is February. What is today? The 4th?
Today is the 4th, sir.
Yeah.
The 4th of February is going to be in the 70s today in Charlotte, North Carolina. Please don't move here. It's getting way too crowded.
But here's the deal.
But like, come visit.
Please some
come
people, visit. If you live in like Canada where it's snowing all the time.
We're in Canada.
Wherever.
Okay.
Or like the Toronto freezing works. Ass cold. Okay. Yeah. Like, and you don't see sunshine for 3 or 4 months of the year.
Oh.
And, I get it. Like, I've been there. It's depressing. It can really affect your mood if you it can affect your mood if you let it. And that's the key. You have to decide whether you're going to whether you're going to let the weather get to you or not.
Exactly. Whether or not you are affected by the weather is entirely up to you. And you have to decide, like, wow, it's pretty crappy outside. I better have a good day myself. It's raining like hell outside. I better take an umbrella. Because you're going to go someplace and be productive or be positive to somebody and not talk about the weather if it's shitty.
So diehards, write in the comments right now, what do you do to make it so that the weather does not affect your mind? Or if it does affect your mind and your attitude and it's something that you struggle with, tell us so that we can figure out a way to help you. We need to know more information though. Like for me, I need the sun. I am a sun girl. You know I love the beach. The beach is my jam. I write my best there. I crave it. And so when it's freezing ass cold and it's snowing and it's like icky outside, I have to still find a way to be positive. Okay? So, oh, yes?
Peanut butter and jelly is my jam.
Oh, boy. Okay. So,
so if you're in Seattle and you don't see the sun for a month or two, move. Well, you don't understand. It's the greatest place. No, move for the winter. Just go away for a while. Take another place in Paris or someplace where you got a shot at seeing the sun every once in a while and look up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. Well, oh. It's Martin Rooney. I'll have to tell him I can't talk right now. Okay.
There we go. What does it say on the show sheet?
It says, turn your phones off.
Got it.
We're right. Very good at following directions. I think that's like the first thing it says. So, but you know what I do, Jeffrey? Like, I don't want to move. I love Charlotte. But even though it's 75 degrees and sunny here, it's not sunny all winter. So I have one of those little sun lamps. Okay, for $200, I sit every day for 30 minutes while I'm doing my morning routine, while I'm reading my book and drinking my coffee. I sit in a sun lamp. It's that simple. And I get out and I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, like there are things you can do so that you still have a great attitude no matter what.
So wake up, diehards, put on your bathing suit, sit by your sun lamp.
No, you don't need a bathing suit. You could be like all bundled up.
Oh, my God. All right.
I'm confused now.
Yeah, I'm a little confused myself, but I think it's time to move on.
Oh, my goodness.
Diehards, what do you do in the morning? What do you do when you wake up in the morning? Do you turn on Today or Good Morning America bullshit?
Oy.
Now, some people watch ESPN and they go, well, I have to watch SportsCenter first thing in the morning. I don't want to mention any words. Some people wake up and they watch sports. If I want to know something about what happened the night before, I can go online and find out in about 3 seconds, and it doesn't really affect my concentration time.
Sir, hold on. You're not going to out me for trying to watch SportsCenter because I used to work on it. I don't watch SportsCenter anymore. Okay, do you know what I do?
What?
I take my time. I've learned this for the last 8 months from the Jeffrey Gittimer.
Okay.
I spend my morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, reading at least one or two articles that inspire me a day.
Good.
That's right.
That's the best thing.
And that's the thing. Like, if you start your day with a positive mindset, it creates that right foundation for the whole day. So, like, most people I know, because I've taken polls on this in my audiences, most people wake up and the first thing they do is they look at their phone. They check their emails, they check their social media, and they check their text messages that may have come in overnight. But not all of that is positive. And so couldn't all of that wait a little bit until you have the right foundation set for your day?
How important is that shit in your life anyway? And so I recommend that you go to YouTube right now and go to The Pajama Game, an old Broadway show, and look for this song, I Am a Time Study Man.
Are you going to sing it?
No.
Okay.
And a time study man can't waste time. For a time study man to waste time is a crime. And it's a funny song, and it shows the stupidity of what people do to save a minute. But I don't want you to save it. I want you to earn it. I want you to go wake up in the morning and earn your day. Start your day with something that will feed your own head. Grace Slick, feed your head. This has been a Seller Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher. And come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.